Now, everything I just taught here, you're going to apply to your homepage, your landing pages, your opt-in pages, everything, okay? This is like literally a 101 on how to build a great website that actually converts, great funnels and great landing pages that convert. Don't sleep on this and don't go into it assuming that everything's just going to work. It's not. It's a false sense of hope, and it's going to leave you upset. It's going to leave you stagnant. It's going to leave you 2 years from today still not running ads because you can't get anything working.
My name's Rudy Moore, host of Living the Red Life podcast, and I'm here to change the way you see your life in your earpiece every single week. If you're ready to start living the red life, ditch the blue pill, take the red pill, join me in Wonderland and change your life.
Guys, welcome back to another episode of Living the Red Life. Today, we're going to dive into the world of conversion rate optimization. We're going to get granular on marketing and how to build world-class ads, world-class funnels, world-class copy, so your business actually converts when you promote it, okay? So conversion rate optimization is basically what all the more advanced marketers call when they talk about how do I optimize a landing page? How do I optimize a funnel? How do I optimize the homepage of my website? And this leads to something called split testing, right? Where you take an idea and you change it. And conversion rate optimization is often not done by most beginners or normal brands. So how most beginners or normal brands work, and you may be guilty of this, don't worry if you are, is you build a page, set your page up, maybe it's a homepage, your website, maybe it's a landing page, maybe it's a free download, maybe it's a webinar registration. And then what you do is you set it live and you move on to the next thing and you run traffic to it, you promote it, blah, blah, blah. It might stay there a year, 2 years, or it might not work and you just get rid of it and move on, right? And what happens here is you're not doing anything to actually make it better, okay? Now, here's the really important point to hammer home for you out the gate is most of your pages will never work out the gate successfully. What I mean by that is very few of the pages, i.e. website pages, opt-in pages, landing pages, will be a home run without optimization. So if you're not doing optimization and nothing's working, that's why, okay? And I always remind people, I'm like, hey, I'm probably one of the world's top marketers in this industry, and I've done thousands of landing pages, literally like tens of thousands probably at this point. And maybe one out of 10 of mine are like home runs where they just work out the gate. And generally, they've got like a big brand behind it, a crazy offer, a celebrity. So it's very, very important to understand what's normal in reality. The normal in reality for you is when you build a page and set it live, it's not gonna work. And what happens is because you don't understand what we're talking about today fully, conversion rate optimization, what then happens is you give up, you move on, you say Facebook ads don't work or you can't figure it out or whatever it is, right? And you move on and you just spent 2 months building this product, this page, all of these awesome things. And now you're disheartened, you're disappointed, you're upset. And you say Facebook ads don't work or YouTube ads don't work or whatever, right? And it's not that it doesn't work. It's just that you went into it like it's like you show up to play baseball you've never played before and you expect to take the first swing and hit a home run. That's not realistic. Like you would be crazy to think that, right? And you'd say that would be stupid if someone said that. So it's the same thing applies here. You've just never been taught this, right? So hopefully that reframes what I'm talking about today and why it's so important, right? So if we proceed into the rest of the episode today, knowing and thinking and understanding that most of the funnels you launch won't work, 90% probably won't work out the gate, then hopefully that changes everything because it's like, okay, now I understand when I launch something, it's not going to work. And I'm going to spend probably up to three months, if you're getting consistent traffic of testing it, to actually decide is this a winner or a loser. Now, it's very also important to understand 50% will never work, even after you've spent 3 months of testing. So to break that down, if you launch 10 landing pages or offers, on average, from my experience, after 12 years of doing this, or maybe 14 now, and launching thousands of these, out of the 10 you launch, one will work out the gate if you're really good with a strong brand. Two or three of them will probably work kind of well, okay. Maybe one will be a really good one after a few months of testing. And then probably five or six, maybe one or two of those five or six will like break even or be at like 50% ROI and make a few sales. And four or five will be like just not gonna work, right? So you have to go in knowing that, okay? And so now the equation becomes, okay, well, if I know that, you know, five or six will never work, but now I have four that could work, right? you're probably not going to get the home run like I do because you've not been doing it for 10 years. I didn't get the home run until I'd been doing it for about 4 or 5 years. And that home run went on and made me millions of dollars. So it is worth staying consistent, right? But imagine you're not going to get the home run out the gate because you don't have a strong brand and you're maybe not as good as copy and know all the pieces like me. But the episode I did shoot last week could help you get closer because it actually shows you how to use AI to do a lot of this, and that gets you more accurate if you're not a strong copywriter. But anyway, so we have maybe four that are going to work. Six we've got rid of. Those four, how do we optimize them to success? That's what I'm going to talk about right now. So the most important part of any landing page, any web page, any funnel, right, is the top fold. Okay, and what we mean by the top fold is if you open it on your mobile phone or on your computer, then everything you can see before you scroll, okay, that is called the top fold. This is where a decision is made to stay or leave. And another crazy stat that most people don't know is like 80% of people quit right away. So you're really literally dictating your success right here, right now. And for 80% of people, are they gonna stay or are they gonna leave? So what's important to understand here with the 80% of people is you have to spend a lot of time on this because it's going to have the biggest what we call leverage point, right? And something at the bottom of the page that only 5% of people are going to see has a lower leverage point, right? So this has a really high leverage point. So you want to spend a lot of time to get this right. And in fact, sometimes top copywriters and stuff will spend hours just on that first section because they know how important it is. So the top section is so, so important. So this is a great area to optimize and test and also spend time and make it good. So that first area with 90% of pages we build is a really strong headline, a really strong subheadline, maybe a top bar across the top that grabs attention where it's something like attention for those that da-da-da, right? So maybe it has this little top bar or it has buy one, get one free or some kind of offer or something, right? And then generally, we might have a video on the other side. So if you imagine you're looking at a landing page on a desktop, it's got this little top bar across the top, then it has a big headline on the left, a big subheadline below that, and then on the right, it's got a video, okay? That's how I'll generally build most landing pages. Not all, but most landing pages. On mobile, I have that little top bar, headline, subheadline below it, and now we're probably like, if you're looking at a mobile phone screen, you're like 30% left, right? So 66% or 2/3 is that top part. And then you got 30% left, okay? So that 30% that's left at the bottom is where I'll place the video. They might not, it depends on how you format it, you might not see the whole video, so it might cause them to scroll. Generally, I try and get the video into so that you can see the whole thing. And this is where another kind of CRO trick, right? CRO stands for conversion rate optimization, is we always design it differently on mobile, so we compress the text a lot, make it smaller, so on mobile that whole section fits in, okay? So that's how you structure, and again, I'm speaking in rules of thumb here because not, you know, every brand's gonna be different, so this is like what 80, 90% of the people should probably do listening to this. 10% of you have a different product or a random business or something, it might be a little different, but for most of you, it's a good rule of thumb, and it's probably gonna be more successful than what you're currently doing, okay? So that's how you structure your top fold. And then the CRO, conversion rate optimization, comes in and actually split testing what that headline says or split testing the video. And you might say, Rudy, how do I know which one to do? Well, firstly, does the video get a lot of clicks? If not, then you might want to try a setting such as autoplay or a cool thumbnail, like a YouTube thumbnail, to entice people to watch it. If it's getting a lot of watches and people are quitting early on, then it's like, with a YouTube video, it's like a retention issue. So you've got to actually redo the first 20 seconds of the video. Maybe you need to lead with a strong hook and say, hey, my name's Rudy, and in the next 2 minutes, I'm going to show you how you can lose stubborn body fat in just 10 days forever using this new breakthrough medical science, right? Maybe you've got to hook them in with something like that, okay? So you might have to reshoot the start of the video. And then if the video is all great and doing well, then maybe it's like, hey, the headline needs work, right? So that's the top part of the page. And then when we talk about conversion rate optimization for the rest of the page, a few things that are also really important that you're going to probably look at next, right? So one of the biggest things after this is price, okay? So maybe you're running a page for $300 product on Facebook ads to cold traffic. I generally teach, hey, anything over $100 is much harder to sell. So you might go, okay, well, maybe the price is too high. I'm going to do it at $97 and take some bits away and then upsell another $200, which gets you back to your $300 with the full thing, right? Maybe you're going to do a free payment plan, 97 times free, right? Lots of different options, okay? So price is a big one. And I just gave you two examples where you do a cheaper price and you maybe give less of the product away, or you do a free payment option, right? 97, 97, 97. So that's really important with price. The other thing that's really important is no video versus video. A lot of pages don't have video. So an easy split test is adding a video in that top section or section two. We already talked about kind of restructuring that top section with a video anyway. After that, next section that's important to split test is the offer stack, the bundle, the what they're going to get. Is it visible on how it works, what they're going to get, and what's included, okay? So that's the next section you should be testing. Like most people, it's not even clear what they get, how it works. If you look at a lot of direct response like marketing pages like mine, you'll see we have these like pretty offer stacks, like here's what you get, here's what's included, and it's got like these nice graphics, right? And you can even do that for like supplements. You might not have like these 10 things that they get, but you might have the supplement or the skincare in the middle and it has like arrows around it where it shows all the unique benefits and what's made up of it and ingredients, right? So it's like a visual representation. So that's a very important part, is like the offer stack or product display, right? That's the next piece you're gonna check on. After that, I would move to social proof and testimonials. Most pages don't have enough social proof and testimonials, and it's a really, really important part of a winning, successful landing page. So the next thing you're gonna test, and when I do see testimonials and like screenshots and stuff, they're very badly displayed. They're ugly, they're like massive paragraphs, they're not easy to read, no one's gonna read them. The video is like this thumbnail of the person, and the thumbnail of the person, like it's just like a person pulling a funny face that doesn't even know how to take a selfie video. So it's not very good. So it's like, the testimonials and like showing social proof has to be done in a very delicate and elegant way where you're getting very clear, like really good videos with maybe custom thumbnails that have like one of the most important sentences, like this product changed my life, results in just 2 days. I tried 20 products before this, right? Like key bullet points or like a key insert line that's on the thumbnail. And then the video, if it's a video testimonials, they should be edited down to show the best 30 seconds, not the 2.5 minutes that your clients send you, because they're not world-class marketers, right? They're just waffling, doing this video for you. Screenshots of reviews, screenshots of like Trustpilot or Google reviews. And then we even highlight, like we screenshot Facebook comments and we highlight in yellow all of the like key areas that we want people to look at, right? So if someone sends us 5 lines, we highlight in yellow the key line that we want people to read, okay? So that's your next part to optimize. After that, headlines for each section. So this is a really good activity to go do on your lander or your homepage. I want you to open your homepage or landing page and go through the entire page. So you're gonna go through the entire page and all you're gonna read is the headlines, okay? And you're gonna tell me from just reading the headlines, does this entice me to read the rest of the page? Why are you gonna do this? Well, that's how a lot of people scan a page for 10 or 20 seconds, and then they actually go back up to the top if they're interested from the visuals and the headlines to see if they wanna spend a minute or two starting to read the page, okay? So headlines, section headlines and intros are really important, and they should be really, really strong, okay? So we've talked a lot about like a standard landing page. And why have I spent so long on this? Well, guys, you literally, and I spoke about this in my last episode too, I mean, there's only two ways people buy. They either read something or listen to something, okay? There's no other way that they buy. They're either listening to a sales rep pitch them, a video from you, a live event, a webinar. They're listening with their ears, or they're reading something with their eyes, okay? There's only two ways people buy. So in this online world, most of the time you're gonna be selling with a written page or written text at some point, right? There are some companies that don't have websites, they just sell from phone or from live events, but it's very few, right? If there's 100 of you listening to this right now, probably 90 of you are going to sell from a page. So what I just taught you is like the most important part of your business, how to structure your page and test your page to actually make it work. It's like so important. But now let's move on to the checkout page, okay? So we've put all this time, energy, and effort optimizing the landing page. Now, most people also fall short, and it doesn't mean you have to wait for this. You should be doing both of these at the same time. The cart page often sucks. And here's another crazy statistic. 80% of people leave on the cart page. So say we had 100 people land on our website, 80% have already left. 20%, if you've got a really good page, optimized, built by me, blah, 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 really high level, 20% are going to click the button to add to cart. Now you have 20 people out of the 100 that you maybe ran Facebook ads and paid $5 a cost per click. So you spent $500 to get 100 people on your website. Bad news, $400 worth of people, 80% left already. 20% went to the checkout page, okay? So you've paid $400, $500, and you only got 20 of the 100 people to actually even get to the checkout page if you've optimized everything, okay? So now you've got your 20 people left. Well, more bad news. On most websites that aren't optimized, 90% now quit at the checkout page. So those 20 people, what's 90%? 18. You're left with two buyers out of 100 clicks, only two people buy. Now, if you have a really good checkout page, you'll get it to 20, maybe even 25%. And that's massive. It might not seem much different, but with scenario one, you had two buyers. If you take that 10% to 20%, now you have four buyers. You just doubled your entire business coming from that landing page, right? You went from two to four just with a better checkout page. So, and obviously 25% would be five. So it's a massive like game changer, because mathematically, if you spent $500 and got two sales at say $100, you spent $500 and only made back $200. You can't run that. You'll say Facebook ads don't work or YouTube ads don't work. But if you optimize it and got five sales for $500 in spend, well, great news. Now you're breaking even and you've got all your upsells on the back end and high ticket and all that jazz if you're doing it properly. So now you're going to be super profitable after day one because you're getting all these free customers that are now, you know, upselling to a $200 product, a $500 product, a $1,000 product. So it's really important to get the checkout page right. And don't spend all the time, energy, and effort on the main page or on the webinar or whatever or the live, like I just said, and then have this suck because now you're gonna lose so many people still. So, and don't worry, this is very simple. Checkout page is very simple, okay? So for a checkout page, you're probably gonna have a big headline across the top. You're probably gonna have a subheadline again that's reaffirming the purchase. You're probably gonna show the guarantee near the top if you've got a really strong guarantee. And then on the left-hand side, you're gonna have like a little side column on desktop that shows them everything they get, right? So it's showing them, hey, this is what's included. And then after that, you might have some three or four of your best screenshot testimonials that are really easy to read. And then on the right, so that's like 33% on the left and 66% on the page on the right is gonna be the order form. That's where you're asking name, address, phone number, email, and credit card information. Structuring it like that is gonna really help. A few things that are really gonna improve conversion rate is don't ask for address unless you need address. You actually only need zip codes, so anything digital, don't ask for address. Also, another important thing is give multiple ways to pay. So by adding PayPal to some industries, depending on the demographic, not everyone uses PayPal, but like older demographics, for example, a lot of people use PayPal for especially cold traffic Facebook ads because they might think it's fraud. So adding PayPal can increase conversion rates sometimes by 20 or 30% on that page. And then if you're using Shopify or any type of e-com, you definitely want Shop Pay, which is like Shopify's Pay, and even Apple Pay, because the ability to just click that, all your information is loaded and buy. I know personally for me, I won't buy most of the time unless I really want it, unless it has Shop Pay, I'm not re-entering everything. And for a lot of customers, again, it can increase conversion rates by 20, 30%. Guys, there you have it. That is the world of conversion rate optimization, how to build a killer landing page that will actually work, okay? And how to optimize and test it to success. Now, everything I just taught here, you're gonna apply to your homepage, your landing pages, your opt-in pages, everything, okay? This is like literally a 101 on how to build a great website that actually converts, great funnels and great landing pages that convert. Don't sleep on this and don't go into it assuming that everything's just going to work. It's not. It's a false sense of hope, and it's going to leave you upset. It's going to leave you stagnant. It's going to leave you 2 years from today still not running ads because you can't get anything working. Listen to what I said, because I promise you, this is how the big people do it. This is how I win. This is how all the biggest people in the industry win, and this is what it takes to be successful. Until next time, guys, keep living the red life. I'll see you soon.